B-Pod Studios.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Awards.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
I had the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, this chance.
Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code the Sports Hub, or just enter code Sports Hub during sign up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The boys, Dan Lifshatz and Joe Murray, they are usually knee-deep in sports right now. I'm sure they would be in on the Final Four. They would be betting on baseball, basketball, hockey. But we are at a point where, what's a man to gamble on? That is the question. And, gentlemen, you got to be looking at things. And I've noticed you sent us a one sheet, and you have the Overwatch League as something that you're gambling on.
I'm not gambling on it, guys, but it is something that you can bet on. It's week 9 of the Overwatch League. The Dragons, big favorites this week to defeat the Spark for those looking at a little 4 a.m. action on April 4th.
Okay.
So. It's okay, guys. I'm doing Belarusian soccer, Nicaraguan soccer right now, so that's what I got going for me right now.
But you guys actually had somewhat of a good week as far as news of upcoming things that you could be betting on, because not only did you have the announcement, you know, that the Big Three is going to be doing that basketball tournament, but like something that legitimately seems like it is going to happen is next month. There was the story that came out that you're going to have Phil Mickelson against Tiger Woods, and each one of them as their partner will have Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Tell me that there's already been some odds that have come out for that.
I actually haven't seen any yet because I don't know that people are going to bet on it without, you know, any assurances it's going to happen, because they don't want their books to hold their money for a month and then, you know, not have something happen. So the lines, at least as far as I've seen, have not come out yet, but when they do, I assume that will be heavily bet on.
So what I see right now is there's odds of pairings that you can bet. So, for example, a Tiger Woods-Tom Brady pairing would be minus 130 to bet on. A Mickelson-Peyton Manning pairing is plus 110. And then the same thing, Mickelson-Brady. So right now you can actually bet on the pairings, but the favorite going into this one is Tiger Woods at minus 165 with Mickelson.
I just have a feeling that's going to be a really douchey thing to watch. Like, I just to me, it just seems like the douche factor that comes off of that tournament is because you already got Tiger Woods, who's, you know, pretty much a douche, and, you know, Phil Mickelson's a dick, and then, you know, and Brady, like, I don't really want to hear from him right now. Like, I'm kind of over him, and Peyton Manning's a derp. Like, the entire thing is, like, there's no one really likable right now in that foursome.
Yeah, I'm just curious if, like, Manning's back will give out or his neck doesn't work, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Like, I mean, there's not one person I'm rooting for in that four. I mean, usually it would be someone like Tom Brady, but now I'm just kind of like, all right, dude, enough.
You're just rooting for disaster. I mean, isn't that kind of the whole point? At least it's something to watch. You're just rooting for
but
disaster.
But the true degenerate in all of that is Phil Mickelson. So, I mean,
I mean, there's going to be side bets.
Like, that, I'm all in on whatever he's got up his sleeve that day.
Right. Because, I mean, he is a legitimate degenerate, right? I mean,
true.
He's,
True story. Yeah. On and off the course.
Yeah. He used to do segments on football gambling. All right, so you have the Tiger King movie props, and you say who is going to be Carol Baskin, but that has been cast. That role has already been cast.
This is all from Odd Sharks.
The Tiger King movie, I've heard that there was rights to that podcast of the guy we had on, Robert Moore.
Yeah.
They sold the rights to that. However, there's talk of an actual, like, somebody else coming in and making another movie, one that probably has a bigger budget than having Kate McKinnon be Carol Baskin, and I think that's probably what you're looking at right here, as far as the odds that they have listed.
Yeah,
I don't even know who the head person is for Carol Baskin. Who's Wendy?
Is that the woman from the Goldbergs?
Mm. I know Kristen Wiig's on here. We know who she is.
No, but Allison Janney.
I think that's the woman from the Goldbergs, Wendy McClendon Covey. She was on Reno 911.
Okay. Yeah, she's the favorite. She's the favorite to be Carol Baskin at the moment. Just so the so who will be cast as Joe Exotic? The favorite is Kevin Bacon. Somehow
it's terrible. It should be Danny McBride, 1,000,000%. No. Look, they look exactly the same.
Kevin Bacon, that could be a transformative role. Like, that's one that I could see. You know, I mean, people say Heath Ledger is the Joker. Like, Kevin Bacon's so out there that it might be perfect. Mm.
I don't know, David Spade would probably be a knockoff a little
that's
bit.
That's just, you know, the Joe Dirt.
David Spade's not getting anything.
Billy Bob Thornton, that'd be a little interesting.
Okay, I'm in on that.
Yeah, that's not a bad call right there.
I think I'm in on that, too.
Yeah,
yeah, the woman that's in the lead is the head of, she was on Reno 911, and she's the mom on the Goldbergs. So she's coming. Someone knows something, because if she is the favorite, someone knows something. So
that Doc Antle, though, quickly, Will Ferrell, I think, really could pull that off. But Jim Gaffigan, though, that's kind of a good little prop there. So, yeah, Matt Damon, Tim Robbins, and Louis C.K. are the others who.
No. Doc Antle's got to be John C. Reilly. He's perfect for that role. Mm. John C. Reilly. I would go the other step, brother, not Will Ferrell. You got to get John C. Reilly to do that role.
True. I like it.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a bunch of other stuff going on this week, guys. I thought this was fairly interesting. So Post Malone is hosting a beer pong tournament, and they've set odds on who will win the Ballina Cup, it's called.
It's the Ball in a Cup.
Ballina, sorry about that. And,
Ballina, like there's a ball in a cup.
Ballina. Yeah. Danny Amendola is your favorite at 5-1. I don't know how they came up with these odds. Does anyone know if this guy's like a pro beer pong player?
I think you're going by looks at that point. You're just going by. I mean,
but Tyler Sagan's on that list. Rob Gronkowski's on that list.
All right, who's Mike Clevenger?
He's the pitcher for Cleveland, right?
Yeah, for the Indians.
Who's Barstool?
Well, that's Barstool Sports. Somebody from Barstool.
Okay, the Nelk Boys.
No clue.
Don't know.
Trevor Bauer.
Hey, Trevor Bauer's on there. I don't know. Maybe he'll get a drone to like drop balls in there. I don't know.
Machine Gun Kelly, not a favorite going in there. Nor is Zach Bia. the all-star cast that they got in there.
I mean, this is what you can waste money on right now.
I will say NFL win totals are out, so that's something that you can at least start to look at. I mean, I know that the Patriots win totals are out there. They have the entire league at this point, so there's been a decent amount of movement on those.
What's the Patriots win total again? Is it 9.5?
So it opened at 9.5, and it's down to 9 most places across the board now.
What's the smart money?
Well, the sharp money is probably end up being on the over. I think it's probably they're going to let them settle at first unless, you know, there's one that they really love. I'll tell you this. Sharps really love the Detroit Lions under for the win total, and I got to be honest with you. I think the Lions are going to effing blow this year. I'm sorry, Fred. I'm sorry. I think that team is going to suck. And so Matt Patricia has, like, if you read anything about that team, they have sucked. So I've heard so far that the Vikings over and the Lions under are the two main sharp positions so far.
Okay, what is the Lions over under?
It's at 6.5 or 7, depending on where you're going to get it.
Okay, and so they're saying they're gonna lose 6 games win 6 games.
Win 6 games.
Chase Daniel, remember that name. He'll be taking over at some point this year.
For Stafford?
Yeah, Stafford, yeah. I mean, do we even know if Stafford's healthy? What's his status?
He's healthy.
They lost every single game he didn't play in last year, right?
No, I agree. And that Edelman stuff, I don't buy that one bit. I don't know what Bill Simmons is coming up with in that. He's like the best bargain in the league at $6.5 million a year. Sanu makes $6 million. So, like, I don't know. To me, like, that's a guy you want to keep with a young quarterback. I just think that's Simmons coming up with that. Hey, if you can get a 3rd-round pick for him, it probably looks good on paper. Not a good move for the Patriots.
You don't think getting a third round pick isn't a good move?
No, you're better off keeping Julian Edelman this year.
Yeah, not when you have what is essentially a rookie quarterback in the helm, and you need someone that you know is actually a security blanket. Edelman provides that for a guy like Stidham.
The other thing is, if you trade him after July 1st, you save over $6 million on the cap. So if you do it now, you only save $4 million. He's better off keeping for the year and trade him at the deadline if you have to.
All right. Well, I don't think you're going to get a third-round pick for him. I wouldn't give a third-round pick for half a year of an old-ass slot receiver who's been beating the hell up.
Yep.
What's the Bills over-under real quick, if you don't mind me asking? Because you said that the Patriots went down to 9. I got to think the Bills are probably 9, 9.5 as well, right?
So the Bills are the highest bet percentage so far on specific a few sites, BetOnline being one of them. They are at 9 right now.
Oh, you got to go over on that, don't you?
I strongly disagree. I think Josh Allen is probably the most overrated quarterback in the league, if not, at least in my opinion. I think he's terrible.
But they got better, and the Patriots got worse.
Well, how did exactly would they get better?
They got Stephon Diggs.
Sure, a guy who runs deep, and Josh Allen was literally the worst deep throwing quarterback in the league last year.
A guy like Diggs can clean up your mistakes if you're a quarterback.
Yeah, but
you got to get it to him, though.
Yeah, I mean, or he can ruin a room by being upset, as we saw with the Vikings last year. So I'm not sure that that's exactly.
And you know what? Allen's not great, obviously, but he's a year better than he was last year. So I mean,
I just think there's a lot of pressure there, Rich. That's the way I'm looking at it. Is the Patriots
in Buffalo? There's pressure in Buffalo.
Yes, dude. They just got to spend a bunch of money.
Results. Yeah, I mean, you go out and get Diggs and you get guys like that. You got to expect results.
I'm bringing old ass Josh Norman in, thinking that's going to help out on the outside.
No, Allen might be the worst next to Trubisky might be the worst quarterback in the NFL.
I'd take Darnold over him 10 out of 10 times, and I'm no Sam Darnold fan.
Of course, you take Darnold ahead of him. Darnold has a shot at being a good quarterback.
He's not worse than Trubisky, Fred. Trubisky, I said short of Trubisky.
Oh, okay. Short of Trubisky. He might be the worst starting quarterback in football. I'd rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick than Josh Allen. And I don't know if there's a Ryan Fitzpatrick win you a game. He might suck. 90% of the time, but he'll win you a game.
Oh yeah, he'll win you a couple games in a row, and you'll be all of a sudden suckered into thinking the guy's good, and then the next game he'll throw
surprise.
Like 5 interceptions.
Yep.
Right?
that's his entire career right there.
Then he'll lose to Buffalo in the last game of the season. You won't make the playoffs.
It just feels like everyone's hyping up the Bills, and whenever you hype up the Bills, disaster happens
like
almost
Bears.
Every single time. Think
about their playoff game against Houston. Weren't they up like 16-0 in the third quarter
back.
And lost in overtime?
Bill O'Brien went for that stupid fourth down, and they got the ball back and almost won the game. Oh, absolutely. Just guys, real quick before we get out of here, WrestleMania is this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It has been taped. No spoilers have been.
Hang on. It's not live?
I thought it was live.
It's not live.
This is going to suck.
No. I disagree. Dude, over almost 2 million people watched Monday Night Raw this week. The ratings have been through the roof.
Of course, because
there's nothing
else
to watch.
Well, also, it's funny when it's live because there's the awkward silences.
The promos have been outstanding. Like, I watch it for the entertainment factor. It has been good. I know the audiences aren't there, but I've been intrigued. But I just wanted to throw a couple, maybe get your guys' predictions heading into a couple of big matches.
Oh, here we go.
We're experts.
Sure.
We got The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. The Fiend is a big favorite with Cena plus 300. Your thoughts?
I'm going Fiend on that one.
You got to go Cena there.
The Fiend.
All right.
So evil.
I can see you.
All right, ready? We got AJ Styles, versus The Undertaker, who has, I believe, a 22-2 record at WrestleMania throughout his career. Undertaker, and it's a Boneyard match.
Which is what? What's a Boneyard match? What is that?
That's why we have to watch. We don't know. But it's minus 400 Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
So you can bet on the unknown match? Sounds like a real good edge there, Joe.
I'm going Undertaker.
You have no
WrestleMania.
What a Boneyard match.
A massive dead cat.
Joe's going to lose $20,000 this weekend. Take WrestleMania.
They pre-taped this? This is so stupid.
You will watch and you'll love it.
Yeah,
I was going to watch it, but now they're going to edit out all the uncomfortable stuff. That was the best part.
Dude, they made multiple endings in case spoilers have come out.
Okay. Oh,
it's just like Game of Thrones. They want to throw people off.
Okay, honestly, you guys are the biggest wrestling fans. fans, I know. How depressed would you be if you found out the ending before it happened?
Pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to watch it with the surprise factor this weekend. Like, I'm thinking about doing like a Instagram live and watching these things so you can see my reaction.
Yeah. I might watch you watching wrestling.
Eating Saga's wings, right? Just smashing Saga's wings, okay, watching WrestleMania.
For this like limited crap fest with pre-taped and no audience, are they charging the same amount to get WrestleMania as they always do?
No, and this isn't a plug, but just buy the WWE Network. You get the first month for free. And then you can cancel it after if you want.
Right? I will watch you watching the wrestling event. I have no interest in watching wrestling because I hate it. But I will watch you watching the wrestling event to see your reactions.
Yeah, it's a bone match.
A bone yard match.
It's a bone yard match. Crush, crush. So, Joe, have been very active on Twitter plugging the Kowloon. You, in this time of crises... You were letting everyone know that there is indeed takeout available.
There is, and there's now mixes of Mai Tais and Scorpion Bowls as well.
Oh, hey, nice. Now.
Joe, I've been following you on Twitter, and I'm aware of all these things that their mixologist has come up with.
Mixologist
Mike has come up with many different flavors people to enjoy it. Now, have you picked up some of those?
I will this weekend for WrestleMania. This should be a huge weekend for the company.
Now, are you allowed, and I don't want to tell tales, I mean, you can just wink at John, but are you allowed in the Kowloon at this point?
No, only the takeout only, that's it. I order online, I go inside, pick it up, and boom. Pay for it myself and everything.
Wow. You have to pay for the food.
Are you having anybody over, or are you in a social distance?
No, you know what? That's why I was thinking about doing like a Zoom Periscope Live thing. Maybe get Sarge in there.
Perfect. I would watch you and Sarge watching wrestling.
Like a double box.
The thing is, I want to ask Jay Stu, but I think he's going to decline. It's kind of like inviting Fred to, like, you know, I feel like he's going to decline if I invite him. So, like, Jay Stu loves to stay by himself. It's like one of his big things. Like, when we go to these events, sometimes he gets a seat by himself.
No, we saw that. The last event, he was next to, who's the yes guy? I always get this wrong.
Oh, Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan was doing his thing, and there's Jay Stu by himself among the 12-year-olds.
I can't be bothered. I need to be completely focused for the Boneyard match. Crunch, crunch. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. The Over-Under 98.5 podcast.
And we have a show this weekend, 7 a.m. We'll be on throughout the year.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice.
As we and as you look for things that you could possibly gamble on, there the boys will be, and they will be there for you. Dick Donahue wants to call in. So Dick Donahue is going to join us in just a moment. He's reached out and wants to be on the show. And I figured, why not? So we will have him on. We will be right back. Thank you, boys.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
You've been in the restaurant industry for years and years. What are your hopes for a full recovery when we're through with this virus?
Well, I've been in the restaurant industry my whole life, and I know how important it is, not just for people to eat, but it's a social place. It's a gathering place. It's where we celebrate milestones. And I'll tell you what's going to happen, or what I hope will happen, is everybody remembers their favorite restaurant, their favorite chef, and their favorite server and bartender, and you name it. And when this wraps up, when we're done with this, and we've got a long road, of course, but when it happens, please go back out and visit your favorite restaurants. Please go, don't eat out once coming week. Eat out 10 times. Get to go. Buy gift certificates. Because if you want to talk about a group and an industry that really needs support, it's the restaurant folks.
It is true. The servers out of work. If they haven't already, they are about to run out of all their money. And there's not like other jobs that they can get to. And if you get takeout, it doesn't help them at all because they are not working. But there you go.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's right. Guy Fieri I read something on The Onion that he is trapped in Flavortown. He has to, he is
quarantined in Flavortown.
Quarantined in Flavortown. He's unable to leave Flavortown. But nonetheless, Dick Donahue, you know him as the hero, the MTA?
MBTA?
MBTA officer who was shot several times, miraculously lived. Now he's a big public speaker.
He was the one character that was not played by Mark Wahlberg in Patriots Day. Yeah. Because essentially Mark Wahlberg played 15 people in the same movie, which was, of course,
strange. All of them were there at just the right time.
Right, they were there. Even though it was different districts and different precincts, he just happened to be a police officer in all of them.
Well, much to the consternation of Dick Donahue, he did not like that he was not played by Mark Wahlberg. He was actually played by a young Paul Rubens. Dick Donahue, hello, sir. You were supposed to be on last year, and you had a kid.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't. I mean, I only did a few seconds of work. My wife had to deal with that. It's 2 years ago. I was supposed to come on. My wife told me to go to bed early and behave at Easter dinner, and lo and behold, I had to cancel that. And I did try to sneak down to the studio while I was waiting in the MGH waiting room, but my wife said she would absolutely murder me. So here I am, and 2 years later, I can't even come in because we're all quarantined at home. And I can commiserate with you, Fred. I got three kids running around all day. Instead of shaving my head, I just decided to trim my beard into a Joe Exotic style look. So my wife really appreciates that. I'm just glad I can't go out into public.
It's funny because people go like, "You lost your mind. You shaved your head." And I'm like, what else am I going to do?
Like, it's a fairly sane thing to do.
Right, exactly. Like, it's like I just was grease and dandruff and garbage. I'm like, no one's going to see me for, over a month. I mean, by then it will grow back. People are like, "You've lost your mind." And I'm like, no, I have actually thought this through. This seemed to be the most hygienic of things to do. Plus, I'm looking at an Iron Sheik doll every time I broadcast from my desk. So that's obviously had some sort of influence on me.
So, Dick, are the kids just beating the snot out of each other at home?
Yeah, it's something else. It's truly Mad Max at this place right now. There's just broken stuff everywhere, sports gear all over the yard. We don't care. Homeschooling for dad is just gym class for 4 hours.
Well, I don't know if you've
seen... Tim takes care of the rest.
Have you seen this, Dick? I don't know if any of you guys have watched this, but if you're watching NBC Sports Boston, like if you're watching Felger and Maz, and last night I was watching a little bit of the Boston Sports Tonight, and all of the advertising now is for things to order your kids... like while they're stuck inside the house, and there's this one thing that the commercial keep running. It's these inflatable wrestling guys and these giant inflatable fists, so your kids can literally beat the snot out of each other over and over again and do it safely. And to that I say, that person is a genius to be marketing that right now during this quarantine.
Sold. we have an indoor inflatable bouncy house that's going up today. Sold. Oh, yeah. I could do that.
I have no room. I don't know where they could have well, first of all, there would be an exceptional amount of crying. And second of all, I don't know where where we could do it in any kind of space. It's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, which means super trapped. But, I there's a shortage on puzzles that you cannot, get puzzles anymore.
Dude, I've busted out 2,000 piecers since the beginning of the quarantine. Like, the family and I, 2,000 piecers. So, yes, I could see there being a shortage on puzzles.
Now, will that ever get done?
I don't know. Today, I think the second one's going to get finished. So, we need to start ordering. Well, there's a shortage. Stockpile, like toilet paper.
Because I ordered those master classes, and I've watched not one second of it. So... best laid plans not coming true. So, Dick, you go around and you do motivational speaking. So this is kind of hurt the pocketbook a little bit.
A little bit. I do have a full-time job as well, so I'm managing that between the 4:30 wake-ups and then work and then kids and then work again and then kids and then work again. It's kind of Groundhog Day. But as somebody that's resided in an ICU, I don't want to go back there. So I'm just trying to do my part by staying away from folks and hanging out at home and letting the kids just run free in our little yard.
Okay. Are you immunocompromised at all after all that? Like, is there anything that you're taking that makes you that way, or are you 100% back to normal?
Well, that's a good question. I have no idea, but I'll just assume so. So, like I said, I spent a month in an ICU. Not a fun place to spend, and I couldn't even reserve my room ahead of time this time. So just trying to keep my head down, keep it home. I know my dad's probably listening. He's delivering medical supplies, and my brother's working as a police officer. So, and even my mom, she's a nurse manager. So, I'll let them all, take the lead on this one and try to stay safe and healthy.
So your brother's a police officer? Is that what you said, Dick?
He is, yeah, and he's also a big fan of the Saved by the Bell recap. So he did text me a minute ago. He loves the Running Zach episode just because it's so politically correct for these times. But he is a big fan of that.
Well, I'll tell you what is that they've been playing nonstop at my house, and the episode where Screech goes into the girls' locker room and pretends to be a girl, and then they figure it out, and they're just like, "Oh, Screech, he wears a wig and goes into the locker room." There's a lot of things when they save the Max because somehow the school owns the Max. There's a lot of things going on there, Dick, that are unexplainable and that have to be broken down and talked about. So your brother's very right and very wise about the Saved by the Bell recaps.
So appreciate that.
What is it like being an officer during all of this? Like, have you talked to him at all about, like has he given you any stories about what it's been like during this quarantine being a police officer?
I think just in the suburbs out here, it's just been a bit quieter, but I know folks that have been sent home from work or have to continue work. And my cousin's a firefighter and he's had to deal with folks firsthand. So there's some nerves of getting it or already having been exposed over and over again. So I think one of the concerns is just, keeping folks' families safe too. You bring something home and because you have to go to work and do your job, but, then you might be, unknowingly spreading it to other folks. So there's a big concern over what to do, but I know there's lots of folks on the front lines from, police that I'm the closest with all the way to, folks making sure that people like me can stay inside.
Yeah.
Every single day.
We had Marty Walsh on yesterday, and they're not going to, like, for the time being, fine people for, breaking this restriction and being in like groups of a large number. And, hopefully they do that if it gets out of hand again. But there's other states where I see that police officers actually have to go and break up these idiots. And I just get so pissed when I think about, like, these poor police officers having to go in these groups of people and risk getting infected because people can't stop being idiots.
Yeah, that sounds about right, and nothing really surprises me. And I think if you asked folks working the streets right now too, nothing would surprise them, even in these really unprecedented times we have here.
So, Dick, okay, so there's a store at Bayside. And it's run by nerds, okay?
I'm gonna start getting hate mail right now.
and they're not selling a thing. So Zach and the gang, Zach and Slater, they go, "We're gonna save this." They go, "We're gonna save this," and so they go, "All right, what are we gonna do?" And then they go, and without the girl's permission, they take pictures of them in scantily clad, like in bathing suits. And now the girls are first upset about being in this calendar that the boys have made. Now Belding has no problem with it. He's just like, "Hey, whatever sells in the store." And so, wouldn't you know it, a big-time photographer gets a hold of the calendar, and he goes, one of you girls is going to go to France for a big photo shoot. And wouldn't you know it, he picks Kelly. Zach don't want Kelly to go. Zach is saying, and he gets everyone in line to say, to pretend that they don't like Kelly. And so Kelly's like, I'm not going. But at the end of the day, Zach tells her, hey, you go. But there's nothing uncomfortable about an adult photographer taking pictures of a girl that's a junior in high school and saying, now you're sassy. Now you're uninhibited. Oh, look at you. So that is the episode that I watched yesterday. I won't get into the complete details, but that is the episode. So tell your brother to watch the one where Kelly could go to France.
Well, he's listening right now, so I think he doesn't have to watch it. It's just a quick wrap, but it's a quick hitter. I like it.
It's a quick hitter. I mean, because the girls were sitting around, the guys were like, we're going to take pictures. You're not going to know it. And then they put them in the calendar, and the girls are like, Zach, you took pictures of us and put it in a calendar. What are we going to do? You totally violated our trust. All right. Well, Dick, I good luck with this the family situation. It's not good. It's not fun. But here we are. And I suggest that, you drink as much as you can. And that's how I'm coping. But do what works for you. All right, buddy?
Yeah, I just wish I was trapped in Flavortown, but I'll have to make do. I'll have to make do for a few more months.
You must have been jacked that they're turning that Explorator restaurant right by the Boston Common into not one but two Guy Fieri restaurants.
Two. Mm-hmm. Two. And I'm stuck in my suburban house right now.
Someday. Only going to make the construction delay. So you might have to wait until 2021 to go to Chicken Guy is the name of it, with an exclamation point.
Don't try to make your own trash can nachos because they won't come out well. It takes a certain certain flair to make those happen.
Well, I have plenty of time to experiment, so maybe I might just do that. I'll put it live. I'll do it Instagram live.
Your own trash can nachos.
All right, Dick Donahue, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thanks, guys. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
You too, man.
You do the same. All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, I'm Larry David. Obviously, somebody put me up to this because it's generally not the kind of thing I do. But I basically want to address the idiots out there, and you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But, other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright, but here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. You know, if you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and don't see anyone. Except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency, let the plumber in and then, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it. Okay.
Yeah. It's the first thing she wants to do. One thing about this is I've become very close to my daughter. Constant companions. All right, Dan, you went to the grocery store
Yeah, I was talking a little bit about this to the guys here. About we actually talked about it yesterday too, and it was almost like a dilemma. Like I went back and forth in my head. I'm like, should I go? Should I not go? And I did. And I when I pulled into the parking lot, I stopped the car and thought about it. I did another thought process. And I got to tell you guys, it had been more than a week. It had probably been closer to 10 days since I'd been. Not one person going in or out, and I'm talking about employees and customers, did not have gloves and a mask on, and I had neither. I didn't have anything because I was leaving work, and I'm like, I'll just get a few things, you know. And I was talking about going in to maybe just get some of the stuff that, you know, perishables, like fruit and stuff like that. So I sat in my car for 5 minutes and thought, I can't do this. And
then now, were you looking around your car saying, what could I use as
I took winter. Yes, I took winter gloves with me, a pair of winter gloves. And then I thought if I had to pull my sweatshirt, my hoodie sweatshirt up over my face, I could. Then I look like I'm going in there to rob the place because, I mean, it's not a look that you, you know, would expect. But and then I got to the door and I thought, I wonder if I could take the deepest breath ever and run in as fast as I could. And then, you know, like grab
go to the self-checkout.
Yeah, like grab a bunch of stuff and then just get out, you know?
In one breath.
And then I looked at the employees and all I wanted to do the entire time was apologize. Just be like,
I know.
I'm so sorry.
How many times you say you're sorry?
Oh, yep. Not only to everybody you come close to. Like, you know, I went to reach for a pineapple and there was a guy 10 feet away and I'm like, I'm just gonna grab this. And I was stuttering and apologizing and you're like, all right, I got to get out of here. It wasn't that crowded. There was, you know, enough people in there to keep your distance and all that. But then the poor employees, you look at them and you're just like, I'm that guy that needs these steak tips, right? You know.
Yeah, I know. So. Right. And there's also the thing that you choose what to buy and you leave things
you don't
on
really
the shelf
choose.
That
you're grabbing anything, Rich. I'm sorry, but you're not making the decision about like what type of things. If you needed something, if it was there, you're grabbing it.
You only touch one thing, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. You whatever you pick up, that's what you're buying.
That's it, yeah.
But the one thing that you feel guilty buying stupid stuff that the guy at the counter you know knows you don't need, like buying double stuffed Oreos or something like
that.
Because
that brownie mix? Did I really?
Yeah, right. Because the check is like, I'm working, risking my life, so you could have double fudge Oreos or whatever. Like, are you kidding me?
See, I can get away with that. I can always say, well, they're for the kids.
Well, you say that.
Of course.
I say that anyway, John. I don't have kids.
Because I think there's a lot of people who are in your situation where they are just trying to figure out what they can use the mask to go. Have you seen the video of the guy wearing a Darth Vader mask while shopping at the grocery store?
I did. And the looks that you get, because now you're starting to get almost like a stink eye from people when you're walking around like, don't get too close to me. Don't push that cart near me, you know. But I did see the video of the guy with the Darth Vader mask.
When the people have the mask and the gloves on, it sort of pisses me off. Because I'm like, do you got the virus? Or do you not got the virus?
Good question, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, all right. Like, is this for you? Or for me? Like, because then you're frightening me. Like, the people that work at the store, I understand. But the people that are walking around, I was at the pharmacy the other day, and yeah, there's guys walking around with like masks and gloves on, and I'm like, does his mother ever have the coronavirus?
You see, I think it comforts me more than them not having it, because I just assume everyone has
it. So I was the one that made everybody uneasy, right?
Yeah.
I had to have been.
Yeah, because I would rather have everyone shopping have gloves and a mask. That makes me feel better, because I don't know if this dummy here is just doesn't have any symptoms and he's, you know, coughing or whatever. And you hear every cough, even if it's across the store, as if it was like amplified out of, you know,
it's so eerily quiet, Rich. It is so just, and you're in a grocery store and you're like, do, 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 but you're not making any, you're not thinking. You're just like, I'm on a mission. I have to get out of here, you know.
I bagged my own groceries. Did you do the wipe down of the cart?
Yep.
That's the other thing, is that cart.
Absolutely.
That's a moment where you step up and you're like, oh, I forgot about the cart. And you're like, oh, I gotta wipe
down. No, there are people actually at the door, at the entrance. Very, very helpful, but they want to make sure that it is wiped down every single time.
The other part of it is, and I went to Wegmans the other day, they have hand sanitizer right as you walk in and hygienic wipes right next to the carts you pick up.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I know that there's
seen nothing of this.
Oh, Fred!
I've been to places. I've been to a lot of places.
Don't do a drive-by of a grocery store, and you'll all of a sudden your anxiety will go through the roof.
Yeah.
They have cops out there and all those things.
Yes, and policemen at the door. Yep.
Yeah, they have cops out there, but I mean, but I would imagine that's more sanitary than a drugstore. and you're at a drugstore and they're packed. And I was with my daughter, and then there's all these people walking around with gloves and masks on, and I think I just assume that they have it. And I'm like, well, now I gotta, you freak. Now I gotta get away from you because you're dressed like you got the thing. So I don't care for that. I don't like that. Gloves, I understand. And I don't know how you got a mask either. I don't know where they're selling masks. And I don't even know where you got the gloves. I mean, these are things that I don't know how you procured unless you have got the coronavirus. So that I found that far more troubling. Now, if you work at a place, I get it. But if you're just like there, it seems very disturbing to me.
A lot of them were makeshift. Sorry, Rich. A lot of them were makeshift masks and gloves, Rich.
Yeah, scarves and bandanas.
Which, I mean, I had a pair of winter gloves in my back pocket. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure that the bandana is going to cure everything. But the people that are dressed like that, I find to be more disturbing than the people that are just on their own.
Well, there's also new regulations that some stores are putting in. Like I heard that this morning Costco is only going to allow two people per membership to go into the store. There's almost like a bouncer at some grocery stores where they're only letting a certain amount of people shop at once because
it's cops. They're Wegmans. They have cops at Wegmans. They only let so many in at a time.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better because, you know, when I last time I went was kind of near the beginning of the quarantine. It's been 2 weeks since I've been inside the grocery store, but even then, it was packed. I mean, there were people everywhere, and everyone's, you know, and half the people at that point were wearing masks. Half the people weren't. Almost everyone's wearing gloves. And even at that point, they had that plastic barrier up in front of the cash register, which is probably one of the smartest things they've done to protect those guys.
I have not seen that. I don't even know how they would do it.
It's like a plastic sheet, almost kind of like at a hockey game. They've put it up right where you check out. So you're standing between, like, there's a big plastic sheet between you and the guy checking you out.
Oh, Rich, mine went the entire length of the conveyor belt. So when
you go to put
your food on it, they're wiping it down as it's getting cleared. And then as you put the food down, the plastic barrier between you and the employee is the entire length of the conveyor belt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I wonder if this is going to be the new normal that we're going to do this forever.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, go ahead. Good job, Nick. Thanks. All right.
I like what he wanted to talk about, too.
He said, you're a dummy.
Because I'm a dummy.
Yeah, but good job, Nick. Thanks for taking my advice and putting the phone call up. Okay, well, now that's gone. Good job. Glad that you were focusing on putting the information on another call when I was asking for the one call. Well, listen, I don't know how you get masks. I don't know how you get gloves. And listen, I'll probably get it, and everyone will be rejoicing in the streets that I've got my comeuppance. But I am.
You're the one who hasn't left the house in how many days?
Oh, no. I had been 4 days, but then I left the house the last 2 days.
Gotcha.
But I'm crazy because I shaved my head. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Oh, we've got our bracket. It continues. And one of our favorite tertiary characters of the show, we get to relive one of his finer moments.
Love that. All right, we will be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports.